Good morning.
Carl, thank you. Good morning. Brehan Capital have announced that they're selling the Marker residences and six commercial units in Dublin's Grand Canal Dock. The sale of the assets is being handled by Savills, who will bring the lot to the market this morning at a guide price of €40 million. Brehan also owns the Marker Hotel, but it's not being sold. They bought the hotel and residences from Bank of Scotland just over 3 years ago. As you heard in the newspaper review, economic crime continues to be a problem for Irish business, according to a report from PwC, with cybercrime emerging as the main threat. A quarter of Irish businesses experienced some level of economic crime in the past 2 years. That compares to an average of 35% across Western Europe and 37% globally. Cybercrime, mortgage fraud and money laundering all recorded increases. Manufacturing growth improved very slightly in China last month, according to the latest data from HSBC. The index came in at 48.3, just marginally above the 48 recorded in March, but still below the 50 break-even point. Analysts believe the economy has yet to respond to the limited stimulus efforts announced by the Premier, focusing on railway spending and tax cuts. The yuan fell to a 16-month low on the publication of the index. The Australian dollar also fell overnight, that in response to the publication of data showing that inflation fell to a surprisingly low level of 0.6% last quarter. Apple and Facebook report first quarter results today that will be closely scrutinised in light of the recent tech sell-off on Wall Street. Apple shares have fallen over 5% this year and are 24% lower on their all-time high of September 2012. Today's results are expected to show revenue flat for the first time in a decade. Profit is estimated to be down 5%, making it the sixth quarter in a row with little or no gains. Facebook also expected to produce results showing a slowdown in its recent fast pace of revenue growth. It's the first reporting quarter since the social media company bought the messaging service WhatsApp and the virtual reality company Oculus VR. Finally, on the currencies this Wednesday morning, the euro buys just above $1.38 and 82 pence sterling, call.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's almost exactly 13 minutes past 7.